No one wants to spend their birthday in the hospital. Even if you're not big on birthdays, it just feels heavy, it's sad, it's isolating. Hello, it's Bea, buzzing in with a warm welcome to We're Not Done Yet. Whether you're navigating cancer or just cruising through life's ups and downs, I'm so happy you're here. This podcast is all about finding strength, laughing through the chaos, and supporting each other. Let's dive in and see where this journey takes us. Before we debrief, I want to express my hope that everyone is doing well and taking care of themselves these days. There's been a lot in general that has occurred, especially for cancer patients, Texans, and just those around the world. I'm sending love and best wishes to everyone. Remember to check in with yourself and take care. As important as it is to remain informed, it's also crucial to know when to take a break, to stop scrolling, and put the phone down. I hope today's episode serves as a small and quick distraction, providing laughter, relatability, and overall comfort. Enjoy today's episode. This month has been quite chaotic, to say the least. Since my last episode, I celebrated my 21st birthday, and I'm very eager to share all the details and spill how that went. There was chaos, bumps, and some bruises along the way, quite literally, but I'm still here and ready to tell you guys. I've been pretty excited to share all the details of today's episode, but I feel like I just haven't had the perfect time to record. A lot's been happening, and today again, when I was really excited and planning on recording, I woke up with a horrible headache. I had things planned, and I ended up having to cut them short because I wasn't feeling well, and it barely has gone away. It's like 12 a.m. I'm recording, and it's finally stopped, but as I was setting up and planning, it was still there. It's very annoyed. It's lingering. But I was like, I need to get this episode recorded. So here I am, late at night, recording, hoping I can wake up for tomorrow's appointments. Ugh, dreading it. But anyways, with that being said, where do I even begin? Okay, so like I mentioned last time, oh my gosh, wait, hold up. I am drinking a drink today. You guys can guess what it is. A lot of people approached me saying, so do I need to have like a Diet Coke too while I'm listening to your episode? And I thought that was so fun because I didn't think that was going to be a big takeaway from not last week's episode, but the third episode. A lot of people, that was a big takeaway was, I guess, that you need a Diet Coke to listen to my episodes. But you guys can guess what I'm drinking today because I'm not going to say it. I also apologize if there's any background noise as I'm recording. I'm really close to the highway and there's a lot of cars revving their engines, so I apologize. But going back on topic, as I mentioned last time I recorded, or since the last time I've recorded, I've officially celebrated my 21st birthday. Super exciting. But you guys, I do not have the best track record when it comes to birthdays. So I was a little nervous going into this birthday week. For as long as I can remember, it's always rained on July 7th, my birthday. Literally since I was like 5, there's this kind of like running joke between my sisters and I that my oldest sister put a curse on our birthdays, but not even get into that. She's going to hate me for it. Anyways, for the last few years, something always seems to happen. Even if it's not on my birthday, it's at least during the birthday week. Let's rewind a bit to my 18th. I was actually really excited about it. I'm usually not someone who feels like birthdays are a big deal. I love celebrating other people's birthdays, don't get me wrong, like my friends and families. But for me, I've always felt like the only birthdays really worth celebrating are your 18th and your 21st. So I was actually looking forward to doing something, but plans got shaken up. Some family stuff happened and I didn't get the chance to celebrate on July 7th. Then on July 8th, my dad and I had to drive up to San Antonio to the airport. It was pouring rain. I remember falling asleep in the car because we left like super early that morning. And the next thing I know, I'm being woken up by my dad yelling my name. The car is like spinning out of control. I don't know. I just noticed that his hands aren't like even on the wheel anymore. We end up crashing into this little median that had wire fencing. And honestly, thank God for that, because if it hadn't been there, we'd probably waited for like an oncoming traffic. It was terrifying, especially since I had been asleep right before it happened. Never heard my dad yell like that before. Never been in a car accident with him, and definitely not one that bad. But thankfully, my dad and I were totally fine physically. I was okay, just a little shaken up emotionally. It was definitely a traumatic moment. After the crash, someone drove us about a mile or two up to a nearby gas station where we waited for my aunt and uncle to come pick us up eventually and take us the rest of the way to San Antonio. Finally, when we made it there and we ended up eating at like some restaurant. I think it was Chili's. Not that it matters, but of course, at the worst possible time, I end up getting a phone call, and it's my job calling to ask if I can come in. Quick little note, out of all the jobs I've ever had, that was probably my least favorite. And this is like, for reasons like this, like this is one of the reasons that adds to why I absolutely despised that job. My manager's on the phone asking if I can come in, and I'm just sitting there like, really? I didn't say this, but I was thinking, I literally just got into a car accident. I'm not even in the city right now. Ask someone else. Thank you. Bye. But of course, I didn't. I just let them know that I couldn't go in and that I had been in an accident. Later, when we're driving back home, my dad, my brother-in-law, and me are all in the car, and it started raining again. And I just remember sitting there, gripping my seat, silently praying the whole way back that we just get home safe. I really don't like traveling anymore in the rain because of that accident and storm, but I genuinely love rain and I love storms, only from the safety of my house, not from a car. Going off on a little side tangent, I'm super excited about fall, you guys. It's coming up and I'm totally ready. I see like all of these TikToks of people posting fall related movies and candles. Everything about fall is just so cozy. And personally, I find it to be the most romantic season of the year. What's more romantic than lighting some candles and baking some like pies or cinnamon rolls on a rainy day while watching some Tim Burton movies? I mean, that's, you can't get cozier than that. Okay, that's enough. Going back into topic, yeah, don't like storms from cars, but from homes, they work. So that was my 18th birthday. Like I said, chaotic. Then we get into my 19th birthday, and honestly, I don't remember it at all. Like, I genuinely had no recollection of what I did. So I was planning for this episode. I actually had to go back and check my photos and Instagram memories to figure out what did I do. And I looked. And it all came back. I had celebrated my 19th with my ex, and I think that's why I blocked it out entirely. But I did remember that it actually rained that day. So there just goes to prove my argument that it rains every July 7th. Anyway, moving on to an exciting one, you guys. My 20th birthday. Buckle up for this one because a lot happened. All right. I feel like I need to warm my voice up for this story. It was my first birthday since being diagnosed. I had been diagnosed with osteosarcoma just 2 months earlier on May 7th, 2024. So here we are, July 7th, and I'm celebrating my birthday in the hospital. I was receiving, I think, my second round of chemo. It definitely wasn't my first, but it was early on. I had just started losing my hair and actually had my nurse shave my head for the first time on July 6th, right there in the hospital. Shout out to Nurse Bree. Love you, girl. Thank you so much. And wouldn't anyone else to shave my head. All right, so yeah, I was dealing with these awful side effects at the time. I was on methotrexate, which you guys gave me the worst mucositis, basically severe mouth sores. And on top of that, I had braces. So the metal was rubbing up against my cheeks and lips, making the pain so, so much worse. It was excruciating. I couldn't even swallow without pain. And I think eventually we figured out that I also had thrush in my throat. It was just a mess. 0 out of 10. Wouldn't recommend. Stay away if you can. Even with all of that going on, I remember my nurses being really excited for my birthday. We all knew I was getting discharged on the 7th, aka my actual birthday. So even though I was super uncomfortable, I was happy I wouldn't be spending the whole day in the hospital. Now, the hospital staff is really sweet about making birthday specials. They do what they can, and I appreciated it so much. But let's be real, no one wants to spend their birthday in the hospital. Even if you're not big on birthdays, it just feels heavy, it's sad, it's isolating, it's depressing. I could go on with the adjectives. You just want to be home. It's, you know, like, that's the last place you want to be. Okay, so around this time, we had been hearing lots of talk about Hurricane Beryl, but when I'm impatient, I don't really stay on my phone much. I avoid the news and social media. Sometimes I'm too tired, or I just don't really want to know what's going on. I have a lot going on in the hospital. Last thing I need to do is doom scroll. Like, no, thank you. So I had vaguely heard about the storm before I was admitted. And at the time, they were saying it was supposed to hit down in South Texas, which is actually where my home is, not Houston, where I was. Fast forward to the morning of July 7th, I'm downstairs at valet getting, like, I've already been discharged, and I notice it's super windy and rainy outside. People are talking about the hurricane and making last minute plans. I'm just sitting there thinking, like, oh my gosh, take me back upstairs. I don't want to go out in this. I don't want to be out in there. Yeah, I just remember hearing staff talking about family coming into town and just all of these, like, plans that were changing. But of course, I don't go back upstairs. We end up leaving, not to our actual home, but to the facility where we were staying, the, like, home away from home that I've mentioned before for patients getting treatment. When we get there, everyone's kind of in panic mode. Guests are trying to evacuate, scrambling to find places to stay. Staff is also trying to find places to stay. The power has already gone out and the elevators weren't working. And I'm in a wheelchair on the 4th floor. So you can put two and two together. I felt like absolute crap, and all I could think was, please someone just get me a bed. I want to knock out and pretend like today didn't happen. My parents were trying to figure everything out, but because the hurricane changed course so suddenly, no one was really prepared. And my dad, God bless him, love him to death, he's always and has always done everything in his power to make sure I am okay and I am comfortable. So while everything's going crazy, he's calling around trying to find a hotel that has power and a room available. And somehow he finds one not too far from us. So we drive just down the road there so I can rest. And finally, things start to seem like they're settling down. Until 4 a.m. on July 8th, the power goes out again. But this time in the whole area, the hurricane hits full force and we're in the middle of all of it. I remember hearing, like, it sounded like it sounded like the glass was going to shatter. The wind was so heavy and powerful. It was terrifying. I was getting a little bit of anxiety, I'm not gonna lie, but managed to sleep through it. So morning comes around and there goes my mom doing her best to salvage what food we had left. Back at the facility, we couldn't take everything from our fridge because it was just too much. So we had to, you know, prioritize what we really needed. But then the hotel we were staying at lost power, and overnight some of that food went bad. So there she goes again, cleaning out what she can while my dad is on the phone calling around trying to figure out if any other hotels still had power. We eventually found out that the facility we were originally staying at had moved the guests into a hotel downtown or, like, not too far from us. But even that hotel was having issues. Some parts were without power and others didn't even have water. It was a total mess. It was a game of, like, what's more important, water or power? And it was just like, yeah, we were calling friends we had made at the facility trying to figure out what they were doing and what the staff's plan was. Because the reality is most of Houston was without power. It was out of anyone's control. But you have cancer patients who have to find a safe place to stay. People had medications that needed to be refrigerated. Specific care needs, it was just a lot. I mean, like, accommodations for people in wheelchairs, aka myself, and just messy. By the grace of God and thanks to the amazing staff at our facility, they managed to secure hotel rooms downtown for everyone. And not just for a night, we ended up staying there for a full 2 weeks until power was restored. I was so beyond thankful, still am to this day, because there was so many people in Houston who went so long without power. It was devastating. I remember finally like getting settled into the last hotel that we stayed at for 2 weeks, and turning on the news while my parents were settling in. I was just laying in bed and seeing the footage and hearing the stories. It was heartbreaking, and it was just madness. While staying in there for those 2 weeks, I remember one night my parents and I went on a little stroll near the hotel. There was like a lot of these restaurants and random stores nearby. So we decided to go out. We were just trying to clear our heads. We came across this super fancy restaurant, definitely a place we were not dressed for, but looked really good. And my parents insisted that we stop and eat there because I had been really down with everything going on, and they just wanted me to have at least a good birthday dinner finally. So we went in and had this beautiful meal. It wasn't 100%, and I was still dealing with some side effects, but it was the best I had felt all month, and I was finally able to eat a bit. Like, I was going 3 days without being able to have like proper food. My parents were trying to gather all these different protein shakes and smoothies and cold beverages for me to be able to drink, but I was really not feeling it. So finally was able to eat a bit and just be present with my parents and finally breathe after the week that we had just had. And then some sweet family, total strangers, ended up paying for our meal that night. We didn't even get a chance to thank them. They left before we even knew what happened. It just felt like such a blessing from God after everything we'd been through, and I'll never forget that. So despite the chaos of my birthdays, it's, you know, they always still have like these really sweet moments, and very, very grateful. Now, if you want to know what happened next after all of that, well, the day before we were supposed to check out, we were driving around and I started feeling off. I could tell something wasn't right, and I know my body pretty well, especially when I'm running a fever, and that's what I felt like. My mom started carrying a thermometer around with her. That was something, like looking back, that's kind of funny. My mom used to always carry a thermometer with her when I first got diagnosed because they stressed how important fevers are when you're neutropenic. She carried that around. So thankfully, we were in the car and she pulled one out and I checked my temperature, and sure enough, I was running a fever. So just like that, I was back in the hospital for another week dealing with all the gross, icky, painful side effects all over again. I had to take a quick pause there for a second because I was starting to burn up and I needed to take my jacket off. The irregular body temperature is no joke. But I wanted to mention something before I forget. The facility also compensated everyone for their groceries that had gone bad. So that was a very sweet thing that I didn't want to leave out. That concludes the story of my 20th birthday and all the very fun events that occurred. I'm really hoping I didn't leave anything out, but I'll let you guys know if I remember anything in the next episode. For the most part, I feel like I wrote everything down and said all the events that took place. Really hoping so. But let's get into my 21st birthday finally. One, I had been planning, but of course with flexibility in mind, because, you know, as a cancer patient, plans rarely go exactly how you expect them to. Honestly, I don't think I've ever confidently planned something and had it turn out the way I imagined. I've also just learned to never, you know, expect them to go the way that I've planned for them to go. And for the most part, I just try not to make plans in general because they always get ruined by things cancer related. Cancer just likes to ruin everything. So yeah, I had this little party planned for July 2nd. I'd known for a while that I might be celebrating right after a round of chemo. For the most part, it was planned. I'm going to use that word very loosely throughout this. Yeah, it was planned that I would be discharged July 1st. And like I said, my party was planned for July 2nd. Because of how my schedule was lining up, that's what I was expecting. But surprise, things didn't go that way. Instead, I was told my chemo had to be delayed because my platelet count wasn't high enough. That meant I'd be in the hospital for my actual birthday, oddly enough. And I guess as I've You've kind of learned, I wasn't too disappointed. I had already planned to celebrate a few days earlier, and that party was what people were really looking forward to. So I started thinking, okay, maybe this is actually like working out for the better, which is rare, but of course I spoke too soon. 2 days before the party, I had a physical, oh my gosh, I'm kind of embarrassed to tell you guys the story, but I'm going to tell you anyways. 2 days before the party, I had a physical therapy appointment. We were doing an assessment that involved walking. I got a little tired partway through, lost my balance, and tried to catch myself with my non-weight-bearing leg. Bad idea. But of course, like, I wasn't thinking. It happened so fast, and I don't even fully, like, know what happened. But I put my foot down, I heard a pop, and felt sharp pain. And I just like started screaming. It was a bit dramatic, but it really hurt, you guys. My poor therapist was just like, breathe, drink some water, take a second, while I sat there in total shock and disappointment. And I just remember like repeating her name over and over again, thinking like, are you kidding me? What did I just do? And like, please help, it hurts. The most embarrassing part of that story I left out, which was that I was wearing, it's so embarrassing. I was wearing little slipper Uggs that day, and I believe that contributed to the sprained ankle. Of course, that ended the session early and an x-ray was scheduled. I didn't get the results for a couple of days, but thankfully I hadn't broken anything. It was just a sprain. Still, it was super painful, very swollen, but no bruising, and just again, most importantly, no fracture. I was definitely disappointed, especially so close to the party. I was really hoping I'd still be able to enjoy it despite the pain, but everyone was telling me like the first 3 days are the worst, and I didn't have 3 days. However, thankfully, I was able to enjoy a little pain medicine, a lot of good energy, and somehow I made it through. The party was beautiful. So many people came out to celebrate, and I was just like, I was blown away. I just want to thank everyone who did show up. If you're listening, I love y'all so much. Also, a huge shout out to my beautiful friends, Ellen and Megan, for hosting such an incredible party. They always outdo themselves, and this one was no exception. They were also the two beautiful friends who hosted my launch party, and that also was like gorgeous. So, I mean, I shouldn't have been surprised, but they always still surprise me. After all of that, I was honestly kind of relieved to be spending my actual birthday in the hospital. I mean, I shouldn't say happy, but more like reassured, because surely nothing could go wrong while I'm surrounded by nurses, doctors, and the four walls of my hospital room, right? No, I'm just kidding. Nothing did. Thank the Lord. I went in for chemo, definitely one of my more intense rounds I've had. Like I've mentioned before, my treatment builds, and the last round proves that yet again. But even then, the hospital staff was so sweet and made sure I, you know, felt celebrated. They created such a beautiful banner. I don't know if you guys seen those banners on TikTok for like baby showers and birthdays or like graduations, but if you know which ones I'm talking about, they made one of those. Shout out to Mo. She actually did mine. Thank you, Mo. I haven't seen in a while, but if you're listening, it was beautiful and I love it so much. I'm keeping it forever. All the nurses and doctors were able to sign it and it was so cute. I also got some cakes, and yes, I say that plural, cakes. Some gift cards and just like some little personal gifts from the people on the floor, which was very, very sweet. Another super cute thing that night shift did, the CNA and nurse, they made me a mocktail in like the hospital, what do you call it, like jug. And they put, what did they put on it? I think they put like happy 21st or something like that. But it was so sweet and thoughtful of them. It tasted really good too. But yeah, I was just a little out of it that day because of the chemo, but I still managed to hold space in my brain to remember that day specifically out of all the infusion days. Just want to say a last thank you to everyone, and I literally mean everyone who celebrated in or out of the hospital with me this 21st and just made it feel special. And I'm just very grateful for everyone that I'm surrounded by and all the love. Just know that I feel very loved because of you all. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you a million times. But now I'm about a week out of all the birthday celebrations, and I have still been celebrating here and there. I actually went to an Astros game. Technically, it wasn't like a late celebration. It was actually one of my birthday gifts that I received. Yeah, I went to an Astros game and it was a lot of fun. It was a big game, and that day it was like a little fever dreamish, super random, but we still had a great time. And then get this, on the way home, we randomly ran into a rapper who was just like on the street. And out of all the people, my dad was the one who recognized him, which made the whole thing even funnier. It was such a random and cool moment. Definitely one of those like, this would only happen in Houston type of thing. Outside of that, it's been a lot of in and out of the hospital lately, getting my counts checked and, you know, just making sure I don't need any blood or platelet transfusions. Little thing about that, actually, I posted, I think it was like 2 days ago, about this on my Instagram story recently because a lot of my friends asked, what are platelets? Why do you need transfusions and why do they matter? So for those of you who aren't familiar, here's a quick little lesson. Welcome to Biology with B, where we break down the body in all the weird ways cancer makes it be. Okay, so platelets are what help your blood clot. They're tiny cell fragments in our blood, and when you're going through chemo, your platelets are one of the counts that drop due to chemo killing all fast-growing cells, good or bad. And when your platelet count is low, something like a small bump or fall can become a much bigger deal because your body can't stop bleeding as easily. Some signs of low platelets include random nosebleeds, bleeding gums, or in my case, petechiae, which are these little red or purple dots under the skin. They're often a sign that your platelets are too low. That's why getting regular transfusions and having your counts monitored is so important. It's one of those behind-the-scenes parts of treatment that not everyone sees, but it's very, very important because it can lead to a lot of bigger issues. That concludes today's lesson with B. Hope that little segment was very informative and you learned something new. But yeah, that's what this week has been looking like and things that I've been dealing with. Well, you guys, in this episode, I just wanted to share a little bit about my birthday and my fun history, just kind of like a little fun birthday special, as well as how my perspective has changed over time. Like I said, I wasn't someone who thought birthdays were all that important, kind of a Debbie Downer, but now I've learned that it's not just about celebrating a whole year of surviving. It's about recognizing the little wins, the day-to-day moments that matter. I realized how important it is to celebrate the small milestones. It's a repeating theme in my episodes, but always like to mention it because yeah, that makes the big ones feel even more meaningful. And moving forward, I do plan to make birthdays a big deal, not just to mark the passing of time, but to honor how far I've come and how much I've fought and how very, very thankful I am to still be here enjoying life. Also, like, especially after this past birthday, just getting a chance to bring all my loved ones together and celebrate life because as a whole, not just mine, but all of ours, and the fact that we still get to spend time together. Well, you guys, thank you all so much for listening. I hope this episode brought a little laughter and joy your way. And if it is your birthday or your birthday's coming up, happy, happy birthday. I hope it's one for the books. Hope nothing too chaotic goes on. Can't wait to see you in the next episode. Love you all. Bye-bye.